It took only minutes after this year's Oscar nominations were announced this morning for the criticism to begin. Much of the reaction centered on what was missing, namely diversity among nominees for actor, actress, directing, and screenwriting. For the first time since 1995, all of the actors nominated for lead and supporting roles are white. One prominent snub, the civil rights film Selma, which snagged a Best Picture nod, but nothing for its director, actors, or writers. What, if anything, does any of this tell us about the Academy or about the films themselves? For that, we turn to two film critics, Mike Sargent of Pacifica Radio and Anne Hornaday of The Washington Post. Welcome to you both. So, Anne Hornaday, what do today's nominations tell us about the kinds of films that Hollywood is making and the kinds of films that Hollywood is awarding?
Well, at least for today, it looks like it's kind of a boys' show. And even when you look at the Best Picture nominees, and gratifyingly, Selma did make it into the Best Picture to be nominated for Best Picture. But so many of those movies are journeys undertaken by men, either the great men of The Theory of Everything and Imitation Game, or the young man of Boyhood, or the actor of Birdman. So, it is a striking sort of tableau of men and their stories being represented in that group.
Mike Sargent, what struck you most when you first watched and saw these nominations?
Well, unfortunately, I wasn't very surprised. I mean, these nominations, I believe, reflect Hollywood in general and reflect what's coming out in film in general. And I agree with my co-critic that it is, unfortunately, something of a white boys' club. You know, most of the films are written, produced, and directed by white men. And, you know, you have to also look at how the Academy is set up and who it is that actually gets to vote, and how you actually become an Academy member. Ironically, it's similar to the way it is depicted in Selma before the Voting Rights Act. You have to be nominated by somebody who's already in the Academy, and then they kind of have to vet you, and you have to pass through this whole system. And meanwhile, if you get nominated, you're offered entry into the Academy. But if consistently the people who are nominating, the people who are voting, are a boys' club and an all-white male boys' club, then you know what? This is what we get.
Well, Anne Hornaday, let me ask you about that, because this very same composition of an Academy voted for 12 Years a Slave last year, who was helmed by a black male director. The Help has been well received. A couple of other movies with racial themes over the years.
Oh, sure. I mean, but those might be exceptions that prove the rule. I mean, I don't take anything away from, especially from 12 Years a Slave, which was a magnificent achievement. But to Mike's point, you know, the demographics are, first of all, we're talking about a relatively small group of people. It's
sure.
There are between 5,000 and 6,000 members. 94%, according to a study done by the Los Angeles Times 2 years ago, 94% Caucasian, 77% male. The median age is 62. So, you know, we're looking at a demographic slice of life that isn't necessarily representational of the culture. And by contrast, let's look at the Golden Globes the other night. You know, we used to sort of poo-poo the Golden Globes and the Hollywood Foreign Press as being, lightweights or not quite of our station, but they ended up being so forward-looking and much more representational in their nominations and their wins.
Mike Sargent,
a lot of the
debate about Selma in particular was about its accuracy, about its historical fidelity. Do you think that hurt it?
Well, I think it definitely hurt it, and I also feel it's kind of a load of malarkey. I mean, let's face it, historical films and a number of the films nominated are historical films based on real people. Historical films in general always have a certain amount of elements that are not specifically historically accurate. And I won't, whether disagreeing or not agreeing, that campaign effectively allows the PGA to not get behind her, that's the Producers Guild, the Directors Guild to not get behind her, and then ultimately the Academy can't back a film that is quote-unquote has a controversy over its inaccuracy. Meanwhile, a film like Argo won for Best Screenplay and Best Picture. Not only was it historically inaccurate, but the main character is a Latino played by Ben Affleck.
And Hornaday, how much of this has to do with good old-fashioned campaigning? We have all seen the four-year consideration ads, the stepped-up advertising in general for all kinds of movies leading up to Oscar nominations. Maybe somebody else just did a better job?
Well,
let me ask this to Ann Hornaday. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
But there's no doubt, you're right, Gwen. I mean, the campaigns have reached, you know, Washingtonian proportions in terms of their budgets and their bare-knuckled seriousness. And so it could be that the campaigning hurt Ava DuVernay and David Oyelowo this year, but it could have been also something as arcane as how many screeners the studio sent out to the guilds, you know, while they were voting on their awards, so that it didn't get the momentum that it could have had in the last few weeks. So I you know, it might be overdetermined, as an economist might say, in terms of the reasons why some people got in and some people didn't.
Mike Sargent, you started this conversation by saying you weren't that surprised. Does that mean that you are discouraged?
Well, I let's put it this way. I am somewhat discouraged. I guess, to me, this is sort of systemic and institutionalized. You know, it strikes me a very important point about Hollywood is that, you know, there's this myth that black films don't travel. So as a result, no matter how much money your film makes here, and I'm talking about black film, not necessarily a Denzel Washington film, I'm talking about whether you're Kevin Hart or whatever, you live and die here. That's
in
it.
In the U.S., yeah.
In the U.S., because those films are not distributed internationally. So as a result, in a way, you're sort of ghettoized into just having your films play here and that myth perpetuating itself that, the black experience is not of any interest to the rest of the world.
Well, we'll be able to watch and see what happens next in all of this, not only Oscar night, but after that. Ann Hornaday of The Washington Post, Mike Sargent of Pacifica Radio. Thank you both very much.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you
for having us.